Theo Horsdahl from London Drugs joins us to talk about iPad accessories. I love my iPad. I don't have that many accessories for it, though. I'm feeling the need for a few more accessories.
Well, want and need is a very blurry line.
Need. No, I definitely need more accessories. So what are the hottest selling iPad accessories?
Well, you know, there's accessories for every occasion. You know, I like to sort of categorize them in as protection, convenience, and usability. And there's obviously accessories for each one of those.
Yeah, you've got to add fun to, lexicon, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's start with the first on your, which is protection.
Yep. So protection comes in a variety of what they call folio cases. So these are the types of cases that that protect the front and the back, and they also add the usability functionality to it, where you have stands built into these folios as well. Mm-hmm. And those range for anywhere from typically around between $50 and $70.
Yeah, now I've got the Apple's folding case, which basically folds into three different segments and allows you to tripod it up. Works pretty well, but it's got a nice magnetic cover that it turns the iPad off or dims the screen when it closes down. So that works pretty well. I don't love it, but it sure makes it light and portable.
Yeah, and the majority of the folios, I would say, share that same functionality. Mm-hmm. They do have the magnet, as you mentioned, that'll shut the iPad down. But, you know, getting to the other aspect, which is sort of usability, what people are finding is they're using iPads more and more for communication using a keyboard. So I'm not sure if you've tried the keyboard.
I use the on-screen keyboard a lot, and I'm not bad on it.
Yeah.
But I looked rather longingly at somebody that had I'm losing the brand, but it was the iPad folded up nicely, and there was this beautiful Bluetooth keyboard built into the case, and it looked pretty sweet.
Yeah, there's a couple of different anywhere from Targus to Zag.
It was a Targus. Yep. See, I used the Zag one before on my iPad 1. I used the Zagmate I didn't like it because it had an aluminum lip around the keyboard that made it uncomfortable to use the keyboard. But I think they've solved that now. I don't think anyone's having it as much.
So to break it down, so in the keyboard arena, you have a Zagmate, which is literally a case that you just pop onto the iPad.
Yeah.
And it doubles as a keyboard, Bluetooth keyboard. Then they have something called the Zag Folio. So the folios I mentioned before, where you have the functionality of a folio with a Bluetooth keyboard built right into the folio. Mm-hmm. So the best of both worlds. And then the Targus one, as you mentioned, that adds a third functionality to it, which is it allows you to rotate the iPad screen from horizontal to portrait and back and forth while it's in the iPad folio case.
While it's in the case. And have you used the keyboards yourself?
I have. Yeah, it's very similar to any other notebook keyboard that you would have. The chiclet or standard style keyboard. So you have the tactile response, which I think you're missing on the screen.
Yeah, you can't be a touch typist. Now, these keyboards are not full size. They're probably 92 or 94% size or something like that.
Yeah, you hardly even notice it, though. It's obviously scaled to the size of the iPad, but it does give you much faster functionality. I'm a fairly proficient typer, and the difference between typing on your iPad and typing on a keyboard, I would say I'm easily twice as fast.
Price points for getting the ones with the Bluetooth keyboard in?
They're between $100 and $120.
That's all?
Yep.
Including the case. Well, this Apple case, it would cost me like $70 for the leather one, and all it does is fold up.
Yeah, it's leather and it looks nice.
I should have waited. I should have held out and got the Bluetooth keyboard. Okay, well, I'll have to do some shopping. Okay, so I think that's a must-have. I'm going to ask for one for Christmas.
Sure.
Okay, you just remember that. Am I on your Christmas list?
Perhaps.
Okay. What other? Okay, so we've got protection covered. What next?
Well, on the protection theme, one of the points that people seem to forget is it's a big hunk of glass, and while you're protecting it with your folio and your keyboard case, most of the time accidents can happen. So I strongly recommend some sort of a cover. We call it a screen protector.
Keyboard screen protector. Yeah. Now, Apple had some issues with that back in the day. Have they softened on that line now?
I can't comment on the Apple portion of it. We find a lot of people are looking for those types of screen protectors, and they're anywhere from a removable type where you can wash it to a more permanent affixed style, and they start at about $20.
And the key there is the affixed ones are the ways that I think I'd like to go, because I know that they're thinner, they're harder, they seem to be a little bit cleaner.
You know, I would disagree. I personally use one that is removable and washable, and I find that I forget it's even there.
You do, and is the key to using them, though, making sure that everything is absolutely clean and spotless before you apply it?
That would be the right way to go. So okay. Make sure you clean the screen with a screen cleaner and a nice cloth, and then fix the protector.
I'm looking at my iPad right now with a little bit of shuddering going on because it's all gungy.
Yeah,
it's got the fingerprints all over it. It's hard to avoid. Okay, what's next?
Well, on the cleaning aspect, there's a couple of different cleaning cloths. Everybody has a cleaning cloth. Here's one that's a little different. We carry one that's by the name of Toddy. And what it features is it has different designs. They're almost like handkerchief with patterns on them. And the other aspect of them, they're antimicrobial. So one of the things you can do is you can wash them, reuse them, keep them in your pocket, and it's become kind of a fashion accessory. So those are quite nice to clean the screen.
And help prevent from passing of diseases from
right.
the keyboard.
Right.
And I'm really now really unhappy with my screen. You're making me all nervous, Theo. Okay, next up.
Next up, we would have the stylus. So the stylus is so if you're not comfortable using your finger, as you mentioned, with the gunge and the grunge from your finger, the stylus is run from anywhere from about $20 to $35. And
you've brought me a new stylus.
Yeah,
now, what's
showing you one?
Because this one.
So the traditional stylus have like a pencil eraser, very similar to that. It's designed to simulate the point of your finger.
Yeah.
The one that I've shown you, it literally has a little disc on the end.
It looks like a miniature satellite dish.
Sure. Now, one of the complaints people are having is that, yes, the iPad's not designed as a writing tool.
Yes.
But more and more people are starting to use it for that. So this stylus by Adonit. Will allow you to more or less simulate the feel of a pen as close as ever going to get.
Got a little more precision as far as where it's placed because you actually have a hard point that you're going to be working on. And I'm going to throw this out there. I think that for people that are doing a lot more of the artwork, the drawing and the painting, they're probably going to find this more valuable than anybody else. I'm not sure anybody is really going to get into taking notes, handwritten notes on the iPad. I haven't found an app that works well doing that. And I don't know if you disagree with me, but I haven't found one that works just because as soon as your hand rests on the iPad, you run into issues.
Yeah, I think more and more people are discovering new things they can do with their iPad all the time.
Yeah.
And if people want to write on their iPad, they're going to find a way to do it.
They will find a way, but they're definitely drawing on their iPad. That's a big thing, and those apps are doing very well.
I think that
this particular stylus is going to be a boon for them.
Sure.
Okay, next.
That's all I got today.
Well, that's a fantastic assortment of things. If you want to check out any of these, visit Theo's store, which is London Drugs.